Hello?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
So let me give you some ideas of programs that I have. And this equipment costs how much? $125,000?
$126,000, I think it was. Okay. Yep.
So you're getting two loans on the same piece, essentially.
They had set it up somehow where they split the invoice up in two transactions. Now, I don't know if that was, like, transaction number one was for the down payment and amount of money that they were requiring up front, and then transaction number two was for the remaining part. That's how they did it, or I don't know how they did it. I didn't have anything to do with that part of it.
Okay, but ultimately it is your signature, and I don't hide that fact. I just talk to people like a real person. So my goal would be to do one transaction for you, not two. If you can do two transactions, I would...
The only reason I didn't do one is because everybody kept saying, well, you're going to need financials, you're going to need this, you're going to need that, returns, and I was like, we ain't going to get it, because we only got a year and then 4 months, a year and 6 months, and our first year pretty much wasn't much of anything. We were setting up, doing things. And,
well, I think I'm not trying to take control of the conversation. I'm telling you, you're getting credit for time in business. That's very apparent that you're getting credit for time in business. But I think what needs to be done here, at least what I'd be comfortable with, is just doing right by you and telling you the truth. Get both invoices so we can see them. I want to see how these transactions are split up. I want to see if these are two separate assets. That's what's going to be really important. You don't have to forward me the email chain. I just want to see how these two invoices look. And I want to get 6 months of your bank statements and give you some advice.
All right.
If you can email that to me with the company name and address of Trinity and the tax ID, I can do some research for you. And then within a few hours, get back to you, Lazarus, and say, hey, man, here's some ideas that I have for you. You might not like the answers that I have, by the way. Like I said, it's not my business who you're working with, but I had a customer a month ago who someone tried to do this for him. I know it's nothing to do with you with whoever you're working with, because it's metalworking equipment. But I came back to the customer and I said, you can't do this transaction. You know, you can do it, but it's going to create issues for you in the future. So I think what's going on right now, and the way that I see it is, yeah, people are trying to avoid financials by giving you smaller loan amounts, correct?
Correct.
But what you really need to figure out, since it's your signature, and just take this at face value, is, at least for, not you need to do, but what I would want to do is figure out, are these two separate assets?
I can't answer that. I don't think it is. I wouldn't think that they have a separate machine that works inside the Sazo. Like, it's a K600.
I would just say, for our purposes, get the invoice, because I cannot enter into a transaction where I'm going to divide a machine into two pieces that I knowingly is one asset. It's a waste of your time, and it also puts you in hot water, and I just won't do it. But I can tell you the truth. Or I can play. I don't play the sales game with people. I've been doing this way too long, and Brandon is someone who I do a lot of business with. I don't care what you do. I just want to do right by you and tell you the truth.
Yep. I hear you.
So, yeah, get me those 6 months of... I sent you an email. If you can get me those 6 months bank statements and those two invoices, I'll give you some honest advice and say, hey, buddy, here's how you need to do it, or here's what I can do, and at least give you, you know, what I think is the truth for what it's worth.
Sounds good.
Okay. And then, other than that, when are you trying to make a decision on this?
Well, I could have made a decision on this, like, 2 weeks ago. So,
okay. And what was the
payment? Like I said, I'm ready to pull the trigger if I have to with the other one, and I just pay it down quicker and reduce my cost of interest somewhat, you know?
Okay.
And just pay it down, you know, little by little, like, little by little more, just to purposely... lose some of that interest and to have some write-offs for this year anyway, so it don't matter.
And you said your payment for one transaction is about $1,000 and the other is $1,530?
The other one's $1,730-something and the other one's $1,000 and some change.
Okay.
So total, like, $2,700 and some change.
Okay. Yeah, let's figure this out. I'll give you some thoughts, and then, you know, eventually I would need to pull the credit, but I want to do the research first and foremost to tell you what I think is realistic.
Yeah. I mean, we got money in the bank. We got, you know, $300,000+ in our bank account, you know, and we've increased every single month.
You're really cash heavy.
Yeah, we got cash. We're cash heavy on personal side, cash heavy on the all business sides, you know, it's just I don't like to spend my money. You know, I'd rather pay a little bit of interest, but I'm too cheap to pay too much interest. You know, it's like there's no reason for it, you know?
Yeah, that's not the way that, look, I would say that's not the tack that I'm going to take. This transaction is not about interest. This transaction is figuring out is if this is a split asset. And at the end, they also getting you a can I get you a better deal? Absolutely. The way that I would present this deal is something that's just one deal, one piece of equipment, but maybe these are two assets. I don't know that answer, but I'd like to see both invoices to see what we're dealing with here.
That'd be good. Yeah, no, I mean, we got very little debt that we have in our company, you know, all of our slabs, everything we own outright. I mean, it's like the little debt that we have, like I said, we got the Park Industry machine there, which is like 40 something thousand or less now. A forklift and a freaking Wizard that we bought, you know, that's it. I mean, we're under $60,000 in debt, you know?
I'm not trying to hammer a point. This story is not about debt. It's about just figuring out what's right by you. That's all this is about,
okay.
At least for what I can do. You know, I understand that your wife has good credit. I understand those issues, but I'm not going to play the sales game with anyone because I don't do that. I tell them the truth. So let's get those invoices. Let's see how they look. Let's see if these are separate assets. And if I come back to you, Lester, and say, hey, these aren't separate assets in my opinion, I don't care what you do with anyone else. I'm not the IRS. I'm not here. I'm not the police. I'm just here to tell you what I can do. And then give you my thoughts. And that's all. That's the way that I work.
And like I said, if you can do it, great. Praise God. If you can do it for less, that's even way better. You know, for the same, I might as well just stay with the people I've been doing with. But for less, for sure. And I've already told those other people, I'm already looking for somebody just in case there's an opportunity out there. You know, if this was year two with 2 years of tax returns, I wouldn't be talking to anybody hardly. I'd probably go straight to my bank, U.S. Bank. They would do it, you know, and they probably would do it now, but it's like, I don't, it's that fear of how long is it going to take them to do it, all this other stuff.
Yeah, they are. I understand.
I hate conventional. I don't know why.
And just so you know, traditional banks are going to look at tax returns and have a very threshold for, they have to be perfect. I've done a ton of deals where I involve tax returns and tax returns suck. We look at them like real people and from a cash flow perspective, not just, oh, what can, you know, are these perfect or not? So I want to slow down. I really want to put, you know, pen to paper, figure this out. Let's get 6 months of bank statements. Get me those invoices when you have a chance, and I'll give you my thoughts on what I can do for you.
Sounds good.
And also the tax ID for the other company. But you should have an email waiting in your inbox, just, you know. It should be there already.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.